Tawa Kalkaman was one of three women who were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2011. They were awarded the prize for their non-violent struggle for the safety of women and for women's rights to full participation in peace-building work. Tawa Kal is a journalist in the Yemen and came to international prominence for covering the Yemeni uprisings. She is also a founder member of Women Journalists Without Chains, which is a Yemeni-based organisation particularly fighting for the freedom of opinion and expression and democratic rights for female journalists. We were lucky enough to have Tawa Kal come to Sheffield, and she gave Sheffield Live an exclusive interview. We started off by asking her what it meant to her to have won the Nobel Peace Prize.
It means the dream of freedom and dignity when achieved. It means that peaceful youth revolution in Yemen when also the women also in Yemen and in Arab Spring countries, the youth in Arab Spring countries, they win. It means that the voice of peaceful win against the voice of violence. It means a lot. It means a lot. It isn't just something personal and victory. It's victory of all our dreams and gaining a new countries based on peaceful and a new world based on peaceful.
So what are the changes that the people of Yemen are hoping for as a result of the Arab Spring?
When we, as people in Tunis, in Egypt, in Libya, in Syria, in Yemen, and in coming countries, they started their revolution. It means they started their, they're changing in the life, their future. It's beginning of a new years that the voice of people who is the voice, the only voice. So it's this يعني عصر
age.
لا مش age, era. Yeah, the era of people, it just started. I'm sure that people around the world, they will know, they will share the same aspirations, and they will work together with the coming years. I think the only one who build these walls between religions, between cultures, between countries is the only dictatorship. So it means the all bad things, even in social, in politics, in everything, it will gun. The future is so happy, but we have to continue struggle for that.
We asked Tawa Kal why she felt that there was relatively little international news coverage of the situation in Yemen compared to other countries that were involved in the Arab Spring, such as Egypt and Tunisia.
Really, we don't know. No, it's something, against their value. I think because they believe on democracy, they believe on good governance, they believe on anti-corruption, and they didn't do their responsibility like what they did with the Tunisian and Egypt and Syria and Libya. They act quickly, but they didn't do it with Yemen. Maybe they still believe that Ali Saleh will respond to the he will act what he promised. So they are wrong. If they still believe Ali Saleh, they will failed and they will enter the Yemen to civil war. So I hold them the responsible if Yemen enter to the civil war, because they gave Ali Saleh the chance to do that. But we will continue our peaceful revolution, and we will win. Nobody will deter us.
Tawa Kal talks about a peaceful revolution, but have there been any casualties as a result of the Yemeni uprising?
Of course, there are huge victims. We had until now more than 28,000 people who are injured and killed in the street. This number is just people who killed in the street, who killed through their struggling in demonstration and peaceful. We didn't say about the people who killed in the tribes, in some tribes. It's just people who are in the street. So it's a huge, and People also insist that they will continue their struggle, even they will pay more blood. If the international community doesn't want to hear to them, to listen to them, it's something, you know, shame on these people. But people will succeed in the end.
So did social media play a part in the Yemeni uprisings?
Yes, we did, and we started the peaceful revolution by social media also, by Facebook, by Twitter. Yes, there is a small number in Yemen because it isn't a huge number who use Facebook, because of the huge figure of illiteracy. But we use it. We use it before the revolution. We use it since 2005 when we was, you know, calling people to come, you know, to some squares, and of course 2007 when we call also people to go to the Freedom Square for gathering for expression rights, and we use internet in general and Facebook and Twitter special. And now the youth, you know, the figure of people who using the Facebook and Twitter, it increase, especially in the Freedom and Change Squares. They learning the social media there. It become a huge number. They learn it inside their tents. So yes, it will continue, and the youth will protect their revolution by using Facebook and Twitter and other social media. And of course also we don't want to ignore the role of media channels like Al Jazeera, like Suhail, like there is many in, like I think BBC or
BBC,
yeah
Arabic,
yeah,
yeah
there is BBC Arabic. And there is many media channel, they support the revolutions, and it helps the youth a lot.
So what can the people of Sheffield do to support the people of the Yemen?
They have to do a lot. They have to pressure the government, the Britain government, to freeze assets of Ali Saleh and his regime, and also to take his file to the ICC, to the International Criminal Court. They have also to know that the people around the world, especially in Arab Spring countries, especially in Yemen, they must succeed. So they have to do all their best. What can they offer for helping people? They have to do it. Just think, because we are together, can work a lot. So they have just to know that we are brothers, and they have also responsibility to do all their best.
We asked Tawa Karl how she envisaged the future of the Yemen.
It started with when we start this revolution. It's democracy and modern and civil society. That's it. Equal citizenship, accountability, good governance, and the future is with you. We will work together for our world.
You have been listening to an exclusive interview given to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM by one of the three Nobel Peace Prize winners of 2011, Tawa Karl Kamman.